This is the beautiful young crew. It's Lawrence Arabia with the beautiful young crew. Kia ora, Lawrence Arabia, aka James. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. Good, thank you.
That is good to hear. We've got some good news and some bad news. We should probably get the bad news out of the way, which is a few show cancellations because of old COVID. So that's the Auckland show and the Hamilton show, which were to celebrate Chant Darling. A bit of a bummer there. You must be feeling not too stoked about that, James.
Yeah, I suppose so. Thanks for announcing it for me.
I thought we'd just rip the band-aid off because there is some nice sort of silver lining and very excellent news as well, which is you are still going to be performing this Friday at Whammy Bar and everybody can watch because it's going to be live streamed. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, I don't know that much about it yet.
A moving castle.
yeah. We've been trying to work this all out while, you know, in the midst of cancelling the shows as well. But Hugh Sunday, who's Tamaki's stream master, is setting up a stream at Whammy on Friday at I think about 7 p.m. It'll be linked to from my website, lawrencearabia.com, at some point soon, once I've worked out once I got my IT team onto it.
I mean, you've done some live stream situations with Hugh before. I'm thinking of last year's fantastic roadshow of the country you did for Chabs and Milky, and they were, I would say, up there in maybe the top two or three live streams of the whole pandemic I managed to tune into. There's, you know, varying quality that comes out, and some of it's fantastically DIY, but the live streams that you put together for the Chabs and Milky Roadshow was extremely profesh, and I'm sure that Friday will be much like that. You have managed to sneak in a few of your actual tour dates for celebrating Chant Darling. I saw you got a few South Island shows in. How was that for you, James?
It was beautiful, and especially with the hindsight of not being able to complete the tour, just the it already seemed precious, actually, to be honest. You could sense that time was tight for being able to do it, and it was, you know, so we were already aware of our privilege about getting to hang out and go for cold swims in South Island rivers and hang out and drink pals and stuff by lakes. It was really, and the shows were really great, so we've got that little germ of a memory to cling on to, but we at least get the chance to get the team back together for one final kiss.
the last dance, Dirty Dancing styles. I hope no one's putting Baby in the Corner Friday. It's going to be good.
Not this Friday, no.
Not this Friday.
Unless someone gets COVID.
Oh, God, let's hope not. Touch all wood. Everyone stay away. You've got a pretty cool crew assembled. Tell us who is in the band at the moment and how it's been, I guess, playing these songs, which you've written a while ago now. It must be interesting to reflect on that with the group that you're playing with.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole layers of nostalgia and piling up with the, you know, revisiting these songs in this context and with these people. I mean, the band is Alistair, Deverick, Hayden East, Tom Watson, and Heather Mansfield. And, you know,
it's a pretty good band.
It's a great band, and you know, Tom and Hayden have been playing with me since 2010. Alistair since 2011, and I used to play with Heather and the Brunettes in 2003, and 2003, 2005. So we've got very deep history there. So so when we get together, it's an amazing kind of telepathic in-joke scenario. Which is really nice, and yeah, when you factor into the kind of nostalgia that's happening with this tour as well, it definitely feels like a bit of a stock-taking moment.
How many years young is Chant Darling now?
I'm starting to lose track now, because I think it's 13 years, yeah.
Happy 13th birthday. It's a really special album because it's, I think the songs, they really lasted, and they're still like... they could have been written yesterday, James. You know, they aren't dated. They don't have a timestamp on them. Maybe for you they have a timestamp because it probably represents a very particular part of your life. But they're extremely, little gold nuggets of pop there that you've written. How do you feel about these songs now, playing them with, you know, the benefit of many other years of experience and much more songwriting that you've done between now and then? How does it feel to listen and play Chant Darling now?
I mean, the songs will always be the core of my set. You know, for me, the moment that I wrote them was the moment of my greatest ambition/delusion. So there was a lot of energy and energy there that's you know, dissipated a little bit for me just over the years. You know, so. Yeah, I don't know. They're special songs, and I'm glad that they do. They haven't dated too much. I guess they've got the benefit of me probably trying to achieve something to sound like 1972 when I was making them. So they're probably I'd sort of predated them.
Yeah.
anyway, but it has stood up, and I certainly have no sense of cringe about revisiting these songs.
Well, I think audiences are so pleased to hear it celebrated again, and obviously it's had another pressing on... Oh, is it his first pressing on vinyl?
It's his first vinyl pressing, yeah.
Ooh, very nice, very nice. I guess 13 years ago it wasn't really... vinyl had had its sort of like day in the sun, and people were big into CDs and MP3s, and now we're back on vinyl again, and it's nice because it's a much more sort of tangible way to have music in your life, I feel.
And it feels like extra statement because because the piece of plastic doesn't connect to the internet.
Yes.
And so it's it's an extra kind of subversive act somehow.
It's its own thing, and you get the artwork. I mean, there's something really special about having a record, you know, that is different to owning any other type of media, I think, or the sort of the ephemera that goes with it.
Yeah, I mean, the record feels complete to me now that it's on an LP.
Who did the beautiful cover painting?
David McClooney, who is a friend of Matthew Crawley's, is the best way I can describe him. He's a former shoe salesman.
That's a friend of Matthew Crawley's and a former shoe salesman is like all you need to be like, that's a good CV, that's a good recommendation from someone, I'd say.
Yeah, and a terrifically charismatic person and a brilliant artist who doesn't make enough art.
Where does the painting live now, the original painting?
The painting's sitting in my house somewhere. It had been at David's ex-girlfriend's house, or maybe even his ex-in-law's house for quite some time. So we got it back because we had to rescan it. Because we're only pressing it on CD when it was first made, we only scanned the artwork at CD size. So we had to track down the artwork. He had to recontact his ex-in-laws and find the art again, and we got it scanned at full res so that we could have a nice, clear art for the LP.
Well, I'm glad that that's happened because it is beautiful, very, very beautiful bit of art. And I'm glad that we're going to get to see Chant Darling celebrated this Friday, not in the way we'd all hoped it was going to be, but in a very good way nonetheless, and rolling with the times as everybody is at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like it was doomed a little bit. I've definitely been mentally preparing for the eventuality that wasn't going to happen, but we were quietly just, trying to make it happen against all odds. But
got to have a little bit of hope at the moment. And I mean, this is a hopeful thing for listeners and viewers to be able to tune into. Anybody who has seen one of Hugh Sunday's live streams will know they're very professional. Anyone who's seen you perform will know it will be an extremely good time, and I think anybody who watched those Chabs and Milky shows last year will be well prepped for some whammy bar live streamed antics on Friday. What are the details if people do want to tune in, and what's the deal with payment? Who's getting paid? How do we pay you? Because we want to support this awesome art.
Okay, so what I know so far is go to lawrencearabia.com. There's nothing there at the moment, but there will be. There will be a link that Hugh makes that I will link to from my website, and that will have all of the e-commerce stuff that you need to do to pay whatever the fee is. I don't even know how much it's going to cost yet. That's another detail that I've omitted to find out yet before I'm talking to you on
that's
to
A-OK.
The entire world. But go to lawrencearabia.com soon, and there will be details about how to pay, and I will sort out that issue in the meantime.
Fantastic.
Give me 24 hours, maybe.
we certainly will. We'll tune in at, I think it's 7 p.m. on Friday via your website to the live stream so that we can see Chant Darling celebrated in Tāmaki Makaurau. We're going to listen to Auckland CBD Part 2 now.
And
thank
Nanoi, sorry to interrupt, but Nanoi's are playing as well.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's great. This is
important information.
Very important information. That will be a very special show, despite all of the pandemic, etc. Thank you so much, James, for chatting with us this morning. Have a great show on Friday, and we will see you via the internet.
Thanks, Rachel.
That is Auckland CBD Part 2 by Lawrence Arabia from the wonderful Chant Darling, which will be celebrated via an excellent live-streamed show this Friday at Whammy Bar from 7pm with Nah Noise in support. We'll pop the links to how you find the stream, how you pay to watch that as well, up on the podcast after the show. Thank you so much to James for speaking with us.